The church I grew up in had a gymnasium, a walking track, a weight room, and a game room that contained ping pong tables and, wait for it, pool tables. And I remember my grandfather being particularly disturbed by the thought of having pool tables in a church building. He didn't think it was right. What could be wrong, though, with taking a piece of skinny wood and using it to hit balls into pockets? Well, it turns out that my grandfather spent some time in pool halls as a young boy. So he associated pool tables and playing pool with pool halls and everything that came along with that lifestyle. The game of pool brought up all of those ways that he had left behind, and so he still struggled with that. Well, is there anything biblically wrong with taking a piece of wood and using it to project one ball into another on a felt table with the goal of being knocking a striped or solid ball into a corner or side pocket? No, absolutely not. But there is more to it than just that. Paul says to the Corinthians in chapter 8, since you know that food does not earn us status with God, whether we eat it or not doesn't matter. So notice what he's saying right there. Paul is saying that the spiritual status of the one who chooses not to eat the food or the meat that had been offered to idols, his spiritual status is not hindered. And the spiritual status of the one who chooses to eat the meat is not improved. And so Paul calls on us, out of love and concern for one another, to lovingly lay down our liberties, our rights, out of love for others, for the sake of others, to draw them closer to Christ. We can lay down our rights because they neither benefit nor harm our spiritual status as we walk with Christ. But we should joyfully lay them down so that our liberties will not cause another brother or sister to stumble. If we don't lay them down, we would be harming others whom we know have trouble with it. As you pray today, please remember Sirpong Yaobang and his family, our missionaries in Thailand. And also remember the Dong Mae Life Word broadcast that's heard throughout Ghana.